Good morning, everyone. You know, I look at this very first reading and I see this burgeoning Christianity exploding on the scene, and so many people came to listen to the words and were inspired by that. But they also saw the signs that were happening. You know, it says, for unclean spirits crying out a loud voice came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed or crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. You know, I often wonder what's in the mind of some people. We see the accounts of these supernatural events happening, miracles, people who were possessed being exercised. So supernatural realities in place. Is the thinking that, well, God kind of let some of that go in the early days to kind of get Christianity up and going, but not so much anymore? I don't know. See, you have to realize this. You have a priest, a pastor, who absolutely believes in the supernatural power of God. I count on it. I beg for it. I pray for you. I pray for our country. I pray for our president. I pray for our church, our pope, our priests and bishops. And I ask God to send that advocate, send the Holy Spirit, the power from on high. And time after time after time, I've watched the hand of God. Supernatural events, miracles that you just can't explain. Yeah, I remember when a friend of mine whose father was laid ill, and this happened right after my nephew received a miracle, and this friend came tearfully and said, can we pray for him? And it turned out that he had a aneurysm and he bled out completely. And he was a distance away from the hospital. He had to be brought by a helicopter to the hospital. The first helicopter was broken down. And on the way, they were ready to receive a corpse when they finally got him to the hospital. The next morning, he's sitting up in bed, joking with them. And a nurse comes in. For no particular reason, and they say, hi, is there something we can help you with? I just want to see what a miracle looks like. I mean, that's just one story. There's so many of them. But we have to believe in the supernatural power of God. And so how do we do that? Well, Jesus said it here, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Okay? If we're locked in, and realize this too, the world will hate us for this. It says in John's account here, the world will hate us for what? I've experienced hate in my life, sometimes because I truly messed up. But most times in my priesthood, here's why. Because they saw us making a bigger deal out of this mass, right? And I could be talked out of it by somebody, but I've discerned and prayed about this. The world hates something like that. Why? Because if we have to take this seriously, well, then I have to look at the sins of my life. I have to look at who I'm voting for. I have to look at, what I conveniently leave out in following the teachings of the church. I have to look at all that. I don't want to take this seriously. Let's just gather and casually and have some fun and not make too much of a big deal out of this. But we can't. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, Jesus said. And so We absolutely have to believe in the supernatural power of God. I went into this year, and some people who read my writings or hear my talks will remember me saying this last year. I said, be ready. 2020 is going to be brutal. I mean, I never imagined a global pandemic. But there's this collision. And the way I framed it is this way. There are those who love him and keep his commandments. And he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept. See, this is the collision. This is the battle, some people will say. Those who decide, I'm all in, no problem, I accept everything that divine revelation holds, sacred scripture and sacred tradition, the teachings of the church. I'm good with that. I'm in. Sign me up. Let's do this thing. But then there are those, and I keep using this phrase because I thought it was so great when I reacquainted myself with it early on in this Easter season. We're going through the Acts of the Apostles, and at one point, you know, one of the apostles turns to the Pharisees and says, you always oppose the Holy Spirit. And I went, boom. I've been saying this is an anti-God movement, my cloddy way of saying, they're just opposing the Holy Spirit. So here's the battle. Those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you'll recognize them. Why? Because they have fruit. You know, the evidence of the Holy Spirit in them, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. You notice I accentuated patience and kindness, right? Because some people will get religion, but then they'll use it to club people over the head with it. In other words, I am here and you're not. Earlier we were talking about the ancient word for priest, and referring to the common priesthood, not the ordained priesthood, the common priesthood. The word is pontifex, called to be bridge builders. That's what making a bridge or building a bridge is what pontifex translates into. That's what we need to be through our love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. Right? We're called to bridge the gap. And we're called to believe in the power of God, to count on it, to beg for it. So I'm going to close with this, because this is a brutal year. Yes, global pandemic, but it's an election year. And you can analyze what you think the underlying war is all about. I truly believe that it's about an administration that has, you know, slowly built up a force, a pro-life culture. You know, a lot of people want to fault the Republicans, conservatives, because they had all three branches, and why did they just... Well, because you don't have the judges, it'll just get overturned. You don't have the people, you know, wanting it. So these things have to be put in place. And so it has been. We're becoming greater and greater a pro-life culture. And I don't know what it is at this point, 200 judges believed to be pro-life judges. And then those who oppose the Holy Spirit are in full-on panic mode. They're losing their sacrament of abortion. I mean, I don't know an easier way to explain what this war is all about. And all of the other things that have been pushed through. I keep the one, you know, if 1.7 billion babies being slaughtered in the last 47 years, whatever it is not enough, how about this? a grown man can share a bathroom with a little girl. I mean, this stuff is just, it's coming in unabated, it seems. So we have to build a force. I think it includes maybe picket signs and all that stuff. But we have a power that's greater than the power of the devil if we believe that. If we believe that. See, it requires our belief. Otherwise, it's kind of some kind of fake thing. So we have to stand against these forces. So there's a couple of things coming up, and this is where I'm going to conclude with, because I want to get us all together on the same page. I'll start with Pentecost. I've been saying that we priests, at first I said bishop, and I apologize for that, because it's just all of us priests. And I theorized that we're probably broken down, much like it was at the arrest of Jesus. There's a 12th of us that are like Judas, that religion is like a business. There's no supernatural faith, And I don't need to get specific about that. Miracles are nonsense. I mean, I remember in the 80s, we were not offered 1 minute of adoration. Guys who had a rosary were kicked out of seminary. And our scripture scholars were telling us the miracle of the loaves and fishes was just Jesus giving the good example of sharing. And they probably all brought their own lunch. So they shared too, and they realized that they had enough between all of them and even more left over. Dismissing miracles. See, this is someone who's lost that supernatural faith. I don't think it's a huge number, but I do believe it might be around the 12th. Okay, so what about the rest of the apostles? They bolted. They left. They were afraid. The world may hate you, it says in John's gospel. The world will stand opposed to you. The spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept. And so what do? They go full on Saul Alinsky against anybody who dares speak the truth. I know many pastors who don't want to hit hot button issues because the world isn't accepting the truth. So 10 of the 12 bolted in silence. That's us. We're afraid. This Saul Alinsky force is pretty brutal. Letters to bishops, pulling groups together. One parish had a protest out in front because he spoke about abortion. And I think it was gay marriage, maybe. I mean, it's brutal. You always tell priests, please do this. Please do what Jesus did. He got a posse around him. The first move he made is he got 12. Be a united front. But whatever strategy we need to deploy, right? We're at war. This is a brutal year. Now throw in a global pandemic into it. And so I'm asking everyone, please. So you had Judas, you had the 10 who left. You're left with one other, right, to make 12. That's John the Beloved. He stuck with Jesus. He didn't care about his reputation or even his life. He stuck with Jesus. I want to be a John the Beloved. As one person put it, Johannanize me. I want to be a John the Beloved. When things heat up, I want to stay with the Lord. I want to stay with the Spirit of truth, even though the world can't accept it. My brothers and sisters, we need brave priests. We need to pray for that. How about this? Let's all join together a 9-day novena. Let's call this a sacerdotal or a priestly Pentecost. Let's pray for our religious leaders. We need to be the influencers in our culture. And instead, we're kind of like, well, no, let's not talk about anything too controversial because it might cause division. That's just divisive. Ugh. Either you're with me or you're against me. Jesus would say in his own words, standing with the Spirit of truth, even though the world cannot accept it. We need more of that. So that starts this coming Friday, May 22nd, and goes till the vigil of Pentecost, May 30th. So please be a part of that. And lastly, yeah, some of you know I've been walking up at the state capitol, mostly because, well, not mostly, but a big part of it is, get out in the sun. Get out from our tombs. Go and get that vitamin D, right? Get some exercise. I dropped 13 pounds since we've been quarantined. But while I was out there and walking and praying, the Supreme Court overruled Governor Evers. Thank you, you know. I didn't ask for that specific prayer, but it's pretty cool. You got to believe. And so a family or two has joined me as well. And I haven't made a big deal out of it, but I'm going to start now, okay? I think it's perfect time. This brutal year, we've been quarantined. We need vitamin D. We need exercise. People have put on pounds. But we need to pray. And we need to pray with the mighty weapon we've been given, the rosary. So I went to GoDaddy.com this morning. That gives domain names. I do this every once in a while, and I'll type something in. I did rosarywalk.com. It was available. I got it like an hour ago. So you can see what's going on in my mind right now, okay? So far I envision maybe we could get together as a larger group once a week. And then if people want to do their own rosary walk, maybe as a family, maybe as families. But that we walk and pray, walk and pray, walk and pray, walk and pray. I brought this Bible with this tiny print, so I'm going to use my cheater glasses. It's like 3-point print. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I absolutely love this. I've used it many, many times. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Either there's such a thing as supernatural realities or there's not. Do we sit idly by? Just hope for the best? I say we get up. I say we get out. I say we soak in that vitamin D. I say we get back into seeing each other and being with each other. And let's grab the mighty weapon of the rosary. And let's walk every day. Let's go for a walk. Every day, praying that God will accept our humble plea, a need to repent, a need for us to reform, and a need to understand with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Pray with faith. Walk with faith. So look for my rosary.com, whatever it ends up being. It's only an hour old, but it's going to be something. So pray for priests that's leading up. Okay? Just ask this simple prayer. Please let them be courageous to be the influencers of our culture. Boom. Please let them be courageous to be the influencers they're called to be for our culture. Okay? And then let's ask God to heal our land. Empower those who are in league with the Holy Spirit. Stand against those who are opposed to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.